What is up, everyone?
This is Well, now we're recording.
Now we're recording. What is up, everyone? This is Sissy Boys Podcast. I am Dan Donahue.
I'm Matt.
And I'm Cooper Lydon.
Subscribe to the YouTube, and we can eventually get money to pay Lewis, finally.
Our producer. Who had a birthday days ago.
And it sucks because we haven't been able to pay Lewis, and if you're not paying someone, then you just have to, like, punish them.
Yeah, we have to
do stuff.
We slap them a little bit.
I mean, I hate fucking hitting Lewis before and after
every show. We hate doing it.
Because after the show, I just start smacking, and then we go out to breakfast.
Would you say it hurts you more than it hurts him?
Oh, definitely. Yeah. And it hurts him a lot.
You were bouncing your leg and was making that squeak
sound. Oh, yeah, I know. And then after, well, because I'm thinking about hitting Lewis, I get so ramped up.
You get excited.
I get excited, and I don't enjoy it, but I do find pleasure in it, some sort of sick pleasure. But then we go out to breakfast, and we make him pay, and we really rack up a bill.
I hate doing that, too.
So, yeah. I mean, I don't know, if we could just have, like, any amount of dollars, because even if we paid him $1, it would at least stop the beating.
Matt went to a little bondage. What was that bondage ritual that you were at?
You were at the Eagle.
Oh, yeah. I also hate hitting Lewis.
Because
I'm a Christian.
Okay.
Where was the bondage thing?
That is a fun thing to discuss. I was at the Eagle.
Oh, that was the Eagle.
It's like traditionally like a gay leather bear bar, but it's like, you know, we're not like an oppressed community in Los Angeles anymore, so it's kind of like kitschy and camp now. Mm-hmm. But people are still really into it. So you have this like interesting combination of like, you know, there's like white women there like partying it up, and then you have like these like 60-year-old gays who remember what it was like when they weren't allowed to be out. Anyways, there's a giant metal X at the bar, and it has like clamps that you can like lock gear onto. And there was a professional flogger there. Like, he's there to flog. Is that what it's called?
Yeah, flogging.
Yeah,
he's there to flog people.
Yeah.
And so people would like go up and get whipped.
That's great.
Was that a special event? Because it was like daytime. So like, were they open early?
Sunday, I guess like at all gay bars, there's this beer bust.
How do you go? Okay, so this is my question. In like that time, so you're getting flogged at what? Like 2 in the afternoon, 3 in the afternoon?
Yeah.
And then you just go about your day after that?
Well, you take off your
shirt. Go to therapy.
You take off your shirt, and yeah, I don't know. It seems like there's something sexual to it because he's like kind of like
teasing. Oh, of course.
Teasing.
Wait.
Whoa. I thought this was kind of like a thing for kids.
You're telling me this isn't something that could happen at a Kaiser Permanente?
It's more of a Cedars-Sinai vibe, but
right.
They're like teasing your back, and so I think it's kind of a tickle, and then when you get whipped, it's kind of exciting.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
but
100%.
This day, it was beer bust. It just means there's cheap beer all day. It's an excuse for gay people to get drunk. It was a very kinky vibe there this time. There was a guy there with a yellow handkerchief.
I just love how you're saying it, because the whole time we're like, this is an event where people come to get flogged, and you're like, and you know, it's kind of a kinky
vibe.
As
if we need to know that.
As if, like, even a straight person being there would be like, this is the most insane thing I've ever
done
in my entire life.
A straight person goes there, and they see a guy wearing leather, and then another guy in essentially bike shorts and nothing else getting whipped, and Matt's like, just so you know, this is a little sexual.
The only
straight people getting whipped during the daytime are like politicians on islands.
Yeah, exactly. Like, yes, in hotel rooms. Yeah.
But okay, so you were saying it was a kinky vibe.
Well, the reason that I say that is because I usually go to the Eagle on Sundays. Sunday is like my Sunday fun day, and so that's not always what's going on.
Totally.
There.
Yeah.
So I'll go there usually and just hang out. Nothing's going on. This time there happened to be a giant metal X there, and there's a guy in a leather harness and nothing else. Like it was like a thong.
Yeah, literally
from like his back all the way wrapping around his crotch. His ass is fully out.
Yeah,
and he has a leather whip.
That sounds like so much fun.
And so me and my friend Loftjet, we just sat at a table and we just watched people get whipped. And like,
was anyone getting it like hard as fuck where you're like, Jesus Christ?
Oh yeah. And then there was a guy who like, it got intense at some points, but like the guy, he kept coming up behind him and like he's kind of like whispering in their ear being like, is that what you like?
Right,
like, you little pig bitch,
right?
You little slut pig,
you like that? You little fucking winky.
You like when I call you Kirsten Dunst?
You're
I was gonna say the name of a comedian that we know for some reason. I was thinking of a celebrity.
Like, I call you Robert potential.
Well, you know what was fun about it? Since the Eagle was having an event, we just took Lewis there, and then we just got flogged. And then we didn't have to hit him.
Yeah, we flogged Lewis.
And you had a good time. And he had a good time.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, everybody else is whispering like, do you like that? Do you like it? And we're just whispering, get the fucking levels right.
We need it done by Friday.
We need this done by Friday. You edit this.
If we don't get 600 subscribers on YouTube, we're fucking cursed. You're talented.
But there was a guy there with a yellow handkerchief
in
his pocket, which traditionally means you're into piss. Depending on which pocket, left or right, it's either you like getting pissed on or you like pissing on other people.
Right.
His was in his right pocket. And
what does right mean?
Well, I'm about to tell you.
We're going to find out in the story.
He has this leather harness wrapped around his crotch, like on the sides of his thighs, so that his crotch is bulging out. And the man proceeds to piss himself in front of everyone. And so his crotch in the front is just completely soaked in piss.
Yeah.
It was in the right pocket. So
now it seems like pissing on yourself should be just in the middle. Because you're not pissing on someone, you're not getting pissed on.
Well,
you're like bisexually
well, he is
pissing
on. Oh yeah. It's like which. Yeah, it doesn't help clarify.
It's asexual. Because
you like pissing on yourself.
If you like both, you put it straight up your asshole.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you pull it out. And then there's piss in your asshole.
And then it was kind of fun. Like, I saw him.
Oh, it was fun.
I saw him at one corner of the bar, and then I saw another guy at the other corner of the bar also wearing a yellow handkerchief. And so I was like, we have to pull them together so they can find each other.
You know
what I mean?
You just lead a trail of...
I don't know if I could actually smell him. I have a horrible sense of smell, but like just like looking at him, I felt like I could smell piss.
Yeah, sure. What if like you introduced the two piss guys to each other and one was like, he's not my type.
Aww.
And it's like, pissers can't
or
be
no,
choosers.
He was like, oh, yeah, you're going to just introduce your two yellow handkerchief
Matt,
friends to each other.
Cooper, can you say that again?
I just said if he denied the guy, you'd be like, hey, you know, pissers can't be choosers. Just to sort of get like a little joke off at the beginning. We love all comedy. It would be funny if they were like, you think just because he's into piss too that I'd like him?
Right.
Like, you know, when gay people are like, oh, of course you'd set up your two gay friends.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
Like,
who else am I going to set you up with?
You think just because we're both into piss that we're going to want to hang out?
We have
nothing else in common.
We had a very opposite experience with Lewis's birthday where it was you, me, and a bunch of normal people.
What do you mean normal?
Like non-comedians.
Oh, yeah, normies.
All the people getting flogged were comedians.
Yeah, they were
comedians in cars getting flogged.
I mean, tell me, if you went there and took the people who were getting flogged and you took a random open mic, which group of people would be funnier? Who do you think?
People getting whipped.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, of course.
I mean, 100%.
Okay, but can I say, back to the flogging, then we can talk about Lewis's dinner.
Oh, yeah.
There was this woman in the corner, and she had the biggest smile on her face recording these gay men getting whipped, and it made me so happy.
Yeah, you like
that? She was just like... she was just like having the time of her life, and she's like, she was with like a buddy of hers, and she was just fucking dying.
Yeah,
and that was the funnest.
What
part
if it
for
was
me.
Just the most homophobic woman of all time, and she was like, finally.
Oh yeah, which I'm like right there with her.
Yeah.
These people should be I sent one of my girlfriends a video of the whipping, and she was like, ew, that's so gross. And I was like, I think it's kind of cool, like these people are like living without shame, they're just doing what they want to do. And she was like, there's some things you should be ashamed of. And I was like, yeah, you're
you
right.
Need to stop hanging out with Kellyanne Conway.
It
just doesn't make sense.
Sorry.
It is funny that like we could like try and write a joke for a year, but it would never be as interesting as just getting
whipped in
flogged.
Public. Oh yeah, that would be awesome. Can we talk about Lewis's birthday now?
Yeah, you have my permission.
I was talking to someone who I did not know, and I was trying to make small talk, and we were talking about the difference between the words coerced and what's the other word? It's coercion, and then there's
collusion.
No, it's not collusion. But we were talking about the difference between two words, and I was like, yeah, coercion is really intense. To coerce someone, you need to have like videos of them making child pornography, and then you can coerce them into doing things. And the guy was like, what did you just say?
I was going to say that's a really extreme example.
Well, but I was trying to...
Could just coerce someone into going to dinner with you by being come on,
but I'm saying like
be dessert.
Coerce
you
feels...
You have to be like, I have videos of you watching child pornography.
It feels like a more intense word. Do you know what I mean? Yeah,
coerce has like a sexual implication.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like there's sexual coercion.
Yeah, you can go to jail for coercing shit.
Yeah, but also you could just, you could coerce someone into doing anything. But it does seem like rape culture.
But he told me to repeat he was like, what did you just say? And then I didn't know he meant in a way to be like,
and you were like,
I can't believe you just said that. So I repeated myself word for word. And he was like, that's what I thought you said. And then I'll be honest, he didn't speak to me much for the rest of the dinner.
Why do your friends suck, Lewis? I feel like it's honestly...
No, his friends were great. I think I just went too quickly into the child pornography joke.
Isn't it funny how, and this isn't to be like, we're crazy, but isn't it funny how like in our, like even this small group, you're like the most normal of us, but then like when we're out at a dinner without comedians, and you're like, you know, if you want to get someone to do something, you hold the child porn over their head, and then people who like just aren't like that are like, wait, what?
No, I
like,
say that all the time where people are always like, Dan's like such a normie, and it's like not around the people I grew up with.
Yeah, not around people who...
I said that to Dan a couple times at the dinner. I was like this, because there were a few moments where I really cracked up the table.
You did
saying,
great.
Saying like the dumbest shit possible.
Incredibly fucked
and
up.
And I turned to Dan...
He's crushing?
I was kind of crushing. And then I turned to Dan and I was like, this is so pathetic of me. Like if I was with our friends, like no one would be
laughing. No one would care. Yeah.
And I was like, I'm taking advantage of these poor civilians.
Yeah.
That's making it about myself.
I called Matt fat as a joke and they acted like I just fucking like solved a Rubik's Cube in 2 seconds. They were like, oh my God. And I was like,
wait, this sounds like we're talking down to these people. They were all lovely and
what are you talking
people.
About? I'm saying that they responded as though calling your friend fat as hell is a bad thing, which it is. They were correct.
Yeah.
They were correct.
We're the wrong one.
It's just like one specific thing that, you know, we're doing different.
Yeah, they also, hey, choice. Matt, do you know how much more money the people at those tables make?
Exactly. Not,
and Lewis laughed in kind of recognition there.
You have
there.
No idea how much money I make.
Well, it's not as much as them, sweetheart.
Well, you didn't pay me to watch your cat, so I can only assume not a lot.
Ooh,
okay, well, bitch. Maybe you are assuming correctly.
Just because you make a noise at the end doesn't mean you won the argument.
Oh,
I guess you're right.
Ooh, it's cool to be right.
They should use that in public debate.
I was going to say.
Yeah. Matt Gaetz would pull that out. If someone were like, Matt, you trafficked an underage girl across state lines. He's like, I guess you're right.
There's a lot of traffic across state lines.
And Steven Crowder would be on his show next and be like, Matt Gaetz owns liberals.
Yeah.
with fun noise.
With alpha sound. That's how you get guys to start doing it. You call it an alpha sound, and then you have all these Republicans that are like,
ooh, we need to pass the bathroom bill.
Oh, well, I'm going to be mean to Ted Cruz because I think I'm special.
And then Ted Cruz is like, what?
What?
There was have you ever had that feeling? Sorry.
No,
go ahead, Cooper.
Thank you so much, Matt. Have you ever?
Sorry, keep going.
Just really quick. Have you ever had that feeling at a family party where like somebody says something and then you think of a joke and you're like, it's not that funny, but I'm going to say it.
Yeah, of course.
And it's going to crush.
Yeah.
And you feel like that Bart Simpson meme where they're like, do the thing, Bart. And then he like does it.
And they're all like, yeah.
Like every time my family laughs, I'm just like, you're all so smart. Like you're one of the greatest doctors in the country.
Right.
And boy, do you like bottom of the barrel shit.
Yeah.
Anyway.
No, you're right.
Thank you for the decorum. I concede my time to the floor.
Ew, I concede my time
okay.
to the floor.
What were you going to say?
I was going to say, I can't remember which comedian this was, but it was never hitting. But they kept trying to do this joke
it's
where...
It's probably good you don't remember.
They kept saying, like, you know, a lot of people in Los Angeles complain about traffic.
Yeah.
Traffic's so bad. But what I don't hear them complaining about is human trafficking.
It's a really good joke.
Was that you?
Yeah,
that seems like a joke you would make at a mic to just be like,
you know,
think about
my
that.
My mom's a good laugher, and she laughed. She got it when who's the Supreme Court justice that just got like
Brett Kavanaugh,
the one that people liked.
Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
The most recent.
The most recent.
I didn't
one.
Know her name.
Lady Liberty.
I didn't even know there was a new court justice coming in.
Captain.
I mean,
America.
I knew Gator.
My mom is like on the left and is like, but she's like a watches the news.
She's on
like
the left.
Network news.
Oh,
left
fuck
person.
Yeah.
Yeah,
like MSNBC,
and left. She
like
she
she's
was,
like a full CNN head,
and she was yeah, she's a CNN head, and okay. She was complaining where she was like, they're asking all these stupid questions, which she was right, and then I was like, yeah, I'm just waiting for her to show her birth certificate, and then I'll accept her as a new Supreme Court judge. And my mom thought it was really funny,
and
I was like, she gets it, it's nice.
That is pretty funny.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Asking for her birth. If one of those conservative judges were just like, I just want to see your birth certificate. She's like, yeah.
Ted Cruz asking that woman where he was like, what do you think about this children's book?
Where right. Like, yeah. What are like you
going
talking
pages
about?
And pages, and she's just shaking her head. She's like, I'm sorry. I've never had a case in my 20 years of being a lawyer where I've ever had to deal with something like this. So I'm not sure how to answer your question. He's like, it's a pretty simple question.
It's like the same way people like CNN people are obsessed with Trump and still. I mean, they're obsessed with Trump. Obsessed. It's not to a point where they're like, this is actually important. He's not president anymore. So it's not to a point where it's like, this
it's
is important.
So
and affecting
boring.
The country. I look at the news, like their websites to look for things to do jokes about. If like I ever want to do a topical joke on like my TikTok or whatever, I just have to look at news sites. And I look at all of them very quickly. So I'll look at like the top news stories from Fox. Fox is always the same where it's like at least within the first three, usually the top one, it's like the scariest one, whatever that means. And then MSNBC, without fail, one of the top five stories still today is about Donald Trump.
Right. And it's very like it's like Donald Trump thought his daughter Ivanka was going to have a fun time at the mall, but not anymore. Yeah. And you're like, what the fuck? How are you?
Donald Trump wrote a letter and everybody's talking about it. It's like, no, you're talking about
no
it.
One cares.
He wrote a letter and you're putting it on the front of your website.
Right News Media is as obsessed with gay people molesting children as
right.
like the left is about Donald Trump, where like right. neither of those are relevant.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, the indoctrination thing is so funny where they're like, well, I don't want a gay couple in a Disney movie because it's indoctrination, and it's like that what do you
the counter arguments on that, I you know what, I like to be somewhat of like give credit to both sides, but the counter arguments on that are so good, where there's like that literally that picture of like the Prince Charming kissing Sleeping Beauty, and it's like, if you think this is okay and then it shows two guys kissing and this is wrong, then you're just homophobic.
What if I think it's wrong but I still jack off to it?
That's fine.
Then maybe, that's okay.
Yeah. Isn't it just weird because it's like, yeah, it's like there's like a couple in every single Disney movie.
I'm sorry. What if Disney was like, okay, we're going to come out with a movie with like a gay lead and his partner in it, and then you watch it and it's literally just like Pornhub level.
Yeah.
It's like it's Gaston just absolutely ramming Aladdin, just like you can see balls slapping against each other and they're like fucking tongue kissing.
No, but I want it to be like hentai, like Gaston is like cum coming out of his eyes.
Yes,
and like
tentacles come out of Gaston and just like fucking enter the every orifice.
And then of course the animals would join in.
Oh
too,
yeah,
right?
And his body's. Whoa.
That's Iago joining
three
in.
Blind mice, yeah. Like, crawling to his asshole.
And their bodies are mutated, so
and
he
Disney's
has, like, a
like,
six-pack.
Disney's like, we thought they would like it! We thought they would like it!
They should, though, in response, just have all of their films from now on just be completely asexual.
Yeah, completely.
Like,
yeah.
No one is allowed to show any interest in anyone.
Right.
And that's, honestly, I've never seen asexual. Wally was a pretty good... Wally,
I
no,
think
no, Wally fell for that bitch Eve.
I was going to say,
there's always love.
There's always love.
And she didn't even have big titties.
Even the cars are fucking.
But she was real.
She was real.
She was real.
Real bitches ain't got titties.
I just like to imagine, like, the Disney...
Yeah! If you got titties, you fake as hell, bitch.
It's true. I just like to imagine...
I hate that I keep saying bitch.
Like,
bitch.
The Disney castle fading away... And then just right into like a cock and balls where you're like, oh! And that's like the beginning of the movie. But I honestly like to imagine it's not even animated. It's just like two Cuban guys. You know what I mean? Just like, oh, and the one guy's just making that sound where he's like, oh, where he's like surprised at how good his boy pussy is, you know? And then like 2 minutes in, the guy says the word boy pussy.
Right. And then Fox News is like, this is what they walked out for. So yeah, we could have this on our...
Mm-hmm. And CNN is like, I can't believe they won't let us shoot this stuff. Right. It's good for the whatever.
And they're like, well, I'd rather have that happening than Donald Trump talking. Yeah,
exactly. At least Trump's daughter doesn't feel safe going to the mall.
I mean, literally, it is kind of, I would rather have my kid watch that than a Trump rally, because it's like, I would let my kid watch a less charismatic Republican politician talk.
I mean, listen, if you're showing a young kid hardcore gay porn, he's not going to have maybe necessarily politically dangerous ideas. He'll have some weird shit to say at a young age.
I mean, if you want to indoctrinate like a toddler into conservatism, Trump is the perfect guy because he talks to people like a baby.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, they literally did a test.
Also,
where,
he's
like,
so
his,
funny.
His speaking level is like
he is by far the funniest politician we've ever had.
Well, that was a problem during the Trump era. Is like my family is like Southern California MSNBC liberals, and I would talk to him and I'd be like, yeah, but like Trump is like so funny, and they would be quiet and be like, you think what he's doing is funny,
right?
And
I'm
like,
no,
the policies are not funny,
right?
I'm saying he is one of the greatest stand-up comedians.
Also, nothing
time.
Ended up like there was no wall. They didn't drain the swamp. Like nothing really happened.
He drained my swamp.
He just ramped up everything the last four presidents were doing,
right?
And then it's so funny because it's like my family was so happy for Biden, and then Biden has like the kids in cages have like skyrocketed. And, like, it's like
that's another funny thing is like I'll get comments and I will respond to comments that are negative. It just if I think I can be funny, like that's my thing. And people,
what's the thing you keep saying?
Oh,
facts,
oh,
not feelings.
I haven't told you this, Cooper. I've been responding to people's comments on my videos when I have like a video that leans left, and then people are like, "You're fucking, you're a liberal piece of shit." I'll just say facts don't care about your feelings.
Yeah,
and they'll be like, "What do you mean by that?" And I'll be like, "You're giving me a lot of feelings. You're not giving me a lot of facts." But I'll just reword it and see how long they will continue to respond.
Yeah,
I've gotten like 20, not 20 back and forth, 20 of just them being like, liberals are the ones who care about feelings, not facts. And I'm like, it seems like you're giving me a lot of feelings. You're not giving me a lot of facts. Yeah. There's something where you couldn't give factual evidence. Yeah. Like you are just talking about your feelings.
I see feelings, no facts.
But it's funny because under that, like you just can never talk about your feelings ever.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I think it's funny the way like California liberals look at not having Donald Trump almost as like being mentally ill and moving to New York. And let me explain this, because it's like I would say to my dad and grandma, I'd be like, you know, Biden is just going to push all the same policies as Trump. And I don't like Trump, but he's going to be just as bad. He's just not going to be loud about it. And they're like, no, it'll be much better. And in their head, they're like, as long as it's not Trump. And it's the same as people in LA that are like fucking like bipolar and they're like, I need to go to New York. Okay, I need to go to New York. And you're like, you're just gonna be in a new place with the same problems.
He changes his sky. Wait, what is it? He changes his sky but not his heart, he who travels across the sea.
Yeah, and all the people on MSNBC are just paddling across the sea with their hands to get to Biden.
Yeah.
And then just right into a
no,
cage.
I would argue that it's worse because like in its
I don't know about that. That's an argument where I'm like, nah.
I don't know if it's worse, but one thing that is interesting is like we've had like complete control of the House and the Senate and the executive branch at one point, and we could do anything.
Yeah.
But because Biden isn't saying things like Mexicans are all rapists, then no one gives a shit.
I love
so like he could have like pushed some big agendas, but we're just all dead. Like liberals are just like, well, we didn't.
I love like
we figured out everything instead of like you should still be outraged. Like he's still not a good president. You should still be screaming about stuff to push a certain agenda. But because he's not tweeting dumb shit, you don't care.
Yeah, right. White liberals are really
and I was trying to jump in there and you heard me try to jump in and you weren't trying to jump in. And then when he stopped talking and it was time for me to talk,
I went for it.
You decided to just go for it.
I tried to
as
go
though I wouldn't
right
have.
Merge,
so was your plan there? And let me not that this is a political podcast and we will get back into politics, but this is the politics of the podcast. Was your plan to just talk over me until I gave up?
I was hoping, like, when you're in the farthest right lane, but there's a car in the right lane ahead, and you have to merge in.
But you didn't have to merge in.
Yeah, I'm. I was,
you could have taken a left
was,
at any point.
Being yeah, I was being a hypocrite. Yeah,
right.
That was the whole plan.
Well, there's Dan, no when that
I was being a hypocrite.
Oh,
I was wrong.
You just want your little titty to be sucked on.
yeah.
Well, Dan, in that moment, you should have screamed at Cooper at the top of your lungs and told him why he's a piece of fucking shit.
We all have different methods, but it means the same thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It was a good clip. People really liked it.
People, that's our most popular clip. We should just manufacture dissent every single podcast.
It would be kind of fun to have like a clip that has nothing to do with the actual episode. Like Cooper picks up my giant bear lamp and throws it across the room at me.
We should have a clip, just not part of the podcast. We'll record it separately, but Cooper just pulls a gun out and like jams it in your mouth.
And then the clip ends. Yeah, and people are like, holy shit.
I'm trying to pull him off, but I can't.
No, we just have a clip of me choking Matt, and you're just going, let him go! But what were you going to say?
Your pants drop, and we just see piss like, going everywhere.
I was going to say, it is funny, because people are so, like, on the... Because we're in LA, and everybody here is so, like, I guess, too cool for being, like, normal when it comes to getting information and shit. What is that noise?
It's my elevator.
It's your mom walking by.
So, like, people are so, like, but when you talk to people in the middle of the country, it's like, obviously they watch the news because it's the easiest way to get information. So when I'm commenting with people, they're like, they don't know how to act when you go, oh, yeah, I also think Biden sucks. Like, I'm not a Republican, but I also think Biden sucks. They're like, Biden's an idiot. I'm like, I think he's bad, definitely. Yeah. And they're like, oh, he's geriatric. I'm like, well, they both were. A guy was like, I made that clip about like high school football, like people who complain about transitioning being dangerous, and they'll live in a place where high school football is popular, and it's like both of these things are incredibly dangerous, but you don't care about one. In fact, you promote it. Like that's the whole idea of the clip, where it's like it's just a joke. It's like if you want to fucking argue in the comments, I'm sure there's holes in it because it's a joke. It's not me trying to make a political point. But
right. Yeah,
this guy was like, "Oh, I bet you voted for Mr. like Sleepy Geriatric," and I was like, what was the other option to you? I could see the point. I was like, yeah, definitely Biden is
Mr.
like...
Mr. Coked Out, Jerry?
Yeah, I mean, yeah. It's like his... I was like, both of them were... And he was like, I guess you're right. Like, completely just kind of like find your way around that argument.
Yeah.
Well, it's nice.
It's like the man that's dying might as well not be super cocky.
Right.
Like, where it's like, yeah, I voted for him, but just because I thought Trump might send a tweet that would kill me.
You walked for a home run, like the pitcher walked you, and you're dancing on first base.
Right, right.
This was more about what the other person did.
We're going to lose the game.
We're going to lose
game. At the end of the day, because at the end of
100 points.
At the end of the game, a bunch of people from the skybox are going to come down and shoot all the players, and then they're going to get in a spaceship and leave.
Right.
And so the winner is only going to get to hold a trophy right before a bullet passes through their skull and brain.
Mm-hmm. Now, Matt, you went to Vegas.
Vegas.
Yeah.
Vegas.
How was it?
Well, I'm not allowed to talk about it.
Oh, are you?
Oh, because it stays in.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
And if you go there, then what happens?
Could I ask people about what Matt did there?
No.
I can't do that?
No.
But it stays in Vegas, so if I want to like bring you up on a racketeering charge, I could just go to Vegas.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, you'd have to go to Vegas to hear about what happened there.
What if?
There was really weird things happened.
Like what? What could have happened in Vegas that you don't already openly talk about on this podcast? Did you slip in two piles of cat barf while you were fucking your boyfriend?
Dude, you just like turned the gay knob up with this.
Didn't actually. Yeah, honestly, like Vegas one is so fucking expensive.
It's nuts, dude.
It, like staying on this trip. I was just talking to a friend. He said he used to go to Vegas because it was a lot of fun. And then him and his girlfriend were like, why don't we just go to Tijuana? And they went to Tijuana and it's like dirt cheap and there's gambling and they had so much fun. And I was like, oh yeah, that makes sense. I was in Vegas for the finale of RuPaul's Drag Race because my friend is a producer on the show. Everyone in LA knows someone who works on that show. But it was super, super fun. Drag Race has like a
Vegas show there now, and it sells out constantly.
Sure.
And so, like, at the finale, that we did it in the showroom, and the mayor of Las Vegas came and, like, gave RuPaul a key to the city and, like, was like, from now on, this is RuPaul Day.
Yeah.
And whatever, it was super gay. And then I'm, like, sitting next to, like, a 20-year-old kid, and when RuPaul came out, everyone, like, gave a standing ovation, and the kid was like, I'm not standing up. I don't clap for RuPaul. He fracks.
Really?
And I was just like, you're so fun. And I was like, I looked at him, and I was like, you're 19, aren't you? And he goes, I'm 20. And I was like, yeah.
But aren't sense. You, isn't you, he at the show?
Yeah.
Yeah, because he loves the, hate the sin, love the sinner. I
understand that if it's like, I don't know, you like Family Feud, but you don't like the host, but it's called RuPaul's Drag Race.
Yeah.
It's also funny to watch the show to help the ratings and then to pay for a ticket to a live show. So you're helping him like financially and career-wise.
We were there for free, but yeah.
Was he?
Yeah, he was he's a costume designer. He was assisting one of the guys who makes costumes for the girls. So I guess he was
working.
On the show.
It's called RuPaul's Drag. That's like working for who's the late night guy on Fox News?
Tucker Carlson.
Yeah, it's like working for Tucker Carlson, but being like, I'm not going to clap for him because he's a Republican. It's like, what are you doing?
I mean, you might as well be polishing.
That's what all of us do.
Well, yeah,
not,
but don't be
not really.
So, I mean, yeah,
we
that's
all watch
so
television, and it's all owned by Viacom, and they're the ones who own destroy.
That's
all
different than working
station.
For a show.
Yeah, I mean, he's so close. That's like polishing barrels
but
at
any
Remington.
Of us would be hired as actors on any of those shows.
And yeah, but then, I would stand is what I'm saying. I love fracking.
That's where I was.
I was talking to the kid, I debunked the fracking thing with RuPaul.
Yeah, you did. Not on the podcast.
Oh, okay. Well, I was talking to some people about it, and then like some more like knowledgeable queens were explaining to me that the fracking was on RuPaul's husband's property, and there are laws in Texas where like even if you own the property, you don't have control over the minerals in the ground, and so they can frack on your property without your permission if it's like unused over a certain period of time or something. So it's like very, very removed. Like saying RuPaul fracks is like someone like digging up the like oldest tweet that like your cousin and tweeted and being like, well, he's related to this racist. It's
right.
It's not like RuPaul is like actively setting up rigs.
Yeah.
So
RuPaul didn't make any money off the.
From what I understand, no. But also, like, I don't know anything.
It's right.
Just so.
I think that's what's important with whatever we're talking about, Trump and Biden or RuPaul. We don't know anything.
Yeah, I'll never know. And maybe someone planted that story.
Right.
To get us to stop talking. Who knows?
Let's set that precedent.
But, I mean, RuPaul's fucking, the stuff that he's done for the gay community is,
I mean,
like, unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
Unbelievable. And people, like, call him transphobic. I don't know. Also, he's been sober for 30 years. And, like, everyone I know who knows him personally is, like, he's an outstanding person.
Oh, well, what is the sober for 30 years thing?
I just mean, like, you have... I would say like he's working a program for 30 years. There's like accountability. All that goes to say is like you could become the biggest asshole in the world. But I feel like if you're like he had enough clarity to be like, oh, I'm quite influential and I want to do this right.
Yeah.
And I don't want to be fucked up all the time.
No,
it's just like, you know, like, I don't know, other people who become these big like powerheads, like, you know, it's pretty easy to become like a cokehead or like an alcoholic and like make like impaired decisions or whatever.
Dude, I've been watching Bob the drag queen, is that the name? I mean, the funniest person ever.
He won season 8 of RuPaul's Drag Race.
I mean,
so funny.
Fucking funny. It's crazy.
Yeah, he's very funny. He's been on Comedy Central a few times now.
Really?
Yeah, I think he had one of those, like, you know, when they, like, Jared had a set and, like, all, like, Amy had a set. Like, he was one of those.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
he has an hour special on, I think it's Amazon.
I'll have to watch that because I've just seen his videos and I was like, this person is just.
Just him talking?
Yeah, well, no, he'll make, like, sketches and stuff too. But
are they, them?
Oh, it.
I don't know.
You said he and I rolled with it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, when I first met Bob, they were a he, but I feel like they're a they now.
Oh, okay.
But whatever.
Either way, Bob, fucking hilarious.
So funny. Yeah. So incredibly funny.
Bob wears it all when he does stand up, right?
Bob did my show a few years ago and just came as Bob, and they'll do other stand-up shows just as Bob, but I think when they're like putting on a show, they'll come as like, you know, when it's like their show.
Yeah.
They'll come as, are they them?
Non-binary.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah.
That would be so funny if we did.
Damn, do we have to cut the...
No, we explained it, and it's like kind of human to be like, oh, I knew this person as that, and we learned.
Fair.
And it was beautiful.
Fair Bob enough. Knows we put respect on him.
Yeah. Bob does not...
M-E-M. Per respect on them.
We respect them. I don't think I've met Bob multiple times. I don't think they like
you met Bob?
Yeah. Zach Noe Towers was Bob's opener.
I saw them together and I was like, Zach is also funny as fuck.
Zach is very funny. Yeah, Bob is like a very good, sweet person.
Yeah.
Bob was on my show 4 or 5 years ago, and I had never seen them do comedy. I hadn't seen their Drag Race season or whatever. I'm so embarrassed that this happened, and I hate myself forever for it, and I understand why they probably hate me.
Wait, but Bob hates you?
I don't, not hate me, but just does not care about
on.
Me. But they were on my show. They completely crushed, and it was so funny. And then... Also, I didn't know Zach was on my show, and then Zach brought Bob, and then I was like, I went up to Bob, and I was like, do you want to do time? Like.
Yeah.
And they were like, yeah, sure.
That's so sick.
They did like 15 minutes and it was so funny. And then after the show, I was like, I did that horrible thing where I was like, whoa, like you were actually really funny.
Oh, you said actually.
And then he they looked at me and just said, actually.
Oh.
And then they fucking just like walked away.
Oh.
And I felt so embarrassed. But I didn't watch their season. I didn't know anything about them. And I've seen like quite a few drag queens who like are just like, well, I'm a performer. I'm sure I can do stand up and then not do well.
Right. No, I understand. I understand.
It was a flippant statement and I was so embarrassed.
No, I understand like where you could make the mistake. I also understand how belittling that is for a performer that's from some, like, if you already kind of have to prove yourself because people do know you from this one thing, but you also do other things, that probably hurts extra. Like, I've done shows where people only know me from my online videos and they're like, oh, you're actually good at stand-up too, and they don't know that I've done stand-up for way longer than I made those videos, but it hurts extra because that's something I'm extra trying to move away from. So I understand why they would be upset about it.
Yeah, totally.
That's like that concept thing where it's like every single time you feel like you have to prove enough for them to even begin laughing at you.
Yes.
That's like, I mean, why it's like people be like, this is one of the funniest women in LA. It's like just one of the funniest people. Like if you just think,
yes,
that, you know what,
yeah,
I mean?
Exactly.
It's like you're qualifying it now of being like, if you can fucking believe it.
Right.
Like when more so it's like if people think I'm funny, they're like, he's funny.
Right.
They're not like, for a straight white, you know, like, nobody
right.
says that.
Nah, some people say that.
Some people say that.
A lot of people say that. You saw that comment.
Pansexual white guy.
But not to your face. There's more on Twitter.
There was a comment under the poster I posted for my headlining set in Boston. And one person commented, they're a Boston comedian. They were like, my friend said she usually hates white guys and was pissed that you were funny. And I was like, no, I thought that was funny, but then I looked at her friend, and I think her friend is also white, and I was like, interesting.
It's just such a wild way to approach stand-up.
It's a wild way to approach stand-up.
I mean, white women have a lot of blood on their hands, so just fucking laugh at the jokes, you know what I mean?
Because
you helped.
But no, I thought, even with that, it's like, that is funny and a nice compliment, but it also feels weird. It's many things at once.
We could just have a good time, you know what I mean? Like, we could just...
I get what you're
saying.
It's
just so funny to be at a comedy club and then somebody walks on stage and in your head you're like, what race are they?
But I get what you're saying, and that is weird, but also it's like, I do understand that this person, whether, like, however I affected them, they were, like, that probably is genuine. They didn't want to think I was funny initially. A lot of people feel that way.
It just bothers me that they're also white, where it's like...
We don't know for sure.
Oh, okay.
We don't know 100%. Oh, okay. I said I think. Okay. I think they're also white, but I'm not sure. But we don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, I love the feeling of like going on stage and someone thinks that you're not going to be funny and then you end up doing well.
It's so embarrassing. Like coworkers of mine or different friends that aren't in stand-up, they'll be like, well, why didn't you invite me to your show or whatever? And I was like, I'm never going to...
Right.
if you want to come, you can come. But I never, like, especially in LA, there's so many horrible performers, way more than there are great ones. And there's there's the best performers in the world here.
Yes.
But when you hear someone be like, can you come to my show? Like 9 out of 10 times you go, it's the worst thing you've ever seen. And then you're like, oh my God. So I don't, I'm not like, you need to come to my show. But when I did my half hour a couple years ago, I invited coworkers. And then like the ones who came, of course, like every one of them afterwards was just like, oh my God, I'm so relieved that you're actually funny.
Yeah, of course.
But that happens every time you bring a friend where they're just like, ugh, I was expecting you to be horrible.
That was after I did the stripper party.
And it's like, it's so I'm like, oh my God, you thought that I was like for the past 4 years known each other, you just thought that I sucked at this thing that I was doing every night.
No, they're not saying that. They're saying they just didn't know and they're relieved. Like, it was certainly a possibility that you would suck. But
and
like,
I guess there's something about me. Go ahead.
No, go on.
Well, I was going to say, like, also on the flip side, because I'm not outwardly being like, you have to come to my shows. Like, I'm funny. Like, you have to come, because I'm like, maybe like a little more subtle about it.
No, that's definitely more of a sign that you're actually funny.
For us, maybe not for others.
No, I think for others too. I think if someone's constantly like, you got to come to my shows, I'm so funny.
I mean, if someone sees Zhao Ying Summers on Fox News and they're like, she's promoting her half hour, then you're like, wow, this bitch must be funny.
No, that's because it's being broadcast to thousands of people. I mean, it doesn't have to do with her necessarily confidence.
But you probably
show.
Think like, oh, that girl's legit.
Because she's on Fox. It's not because of what she's doing, because she's on like Fox. It's a big TV
network.
So
you're saying I should get on Fox News?
It is just so funny.
I mean, I've been saying that for a while. You should get on Fox News.
You would crush.
Are you kidding me?
It's so funny for comedians to be on those morning shows because they're like, yep, I'm at the Laugh Stop tonight. And then the people watching is just like an old man with like a long straw connected to orange juice. That's like, I can't get out of bed. You know, like no one's coming to the show.
Right.
Like no one who's watching that is coming.
Right, right. The commercials are 100% for colostomy bags.
Yeah. That's why like good comedians like Bill Burr just like made fun of the Catholic Church being pedophiles.
On morning.
Like, anyone.
Ahmed Weinberg, they censored it. But he was just on a Fox show, and he said Islam is the official religion of Fox News, and they cut it out. They cut it out of the broadcast. But it's, I mean, the funniest thing in the world.
Is so the one with Noah and John.
Yeah, yeah. But Ahmed was like really trying to get that one on, and they cut it out of the broadcast.
So funny.
Yeah, it's too bad.
I just realized that. Like I've been having to do these drag numbers for a fundraiser for AIDS Life Cycle. I'm doing the bike ride where you bike from San Francisco to LA and I have to raise money for it. When I do drag, everyone fucking clap for me. When I do this, they're like, what's your drag name? And I'm like, I don't have a drag name, whatever. But my drag name should be Tucker Carlson.
Oh, Tucker Carlson. Yeah.
It's so good.
Yeah.
Tucker is like...
Yeah.
That's so good. Just Tucker Carlson.
That's really good.
Like on the bill is just Tucker Carlson.
I like that a lot. I really like that. I really, really like that.
Because I was going to do like Teen Abortion or like Scam Likely, but they're just like too on the nose. You know what I mean?
Right.
Where it's like, oh, that's probably the funniest part about you is your name.
Right.
Because
right,
Bob the Drag Queen, funniest queen. It's not like their name is like, you know,
yeah,
Pussy Slayer.
Well,
it's
the same thing as like, I mean, there's a lot of like hack comedy names that are also not good.
Yeah, like Cooper Lydon.
And Cooper Lydon.
Do you guys want to know my drag name?
Yeah, please.
Yeah.
Cooper Lydon. It's pretty good, right?
Lydon? Yeah. I barely know him.
Could my drag name be Special Ed?
That's really
that's
cute.
Already a, that's already a rap name, though.
Is it?
Yeah, a rap name, not a drag name.
I'm just saying Special Ed is probably still alive. He might be mad.
Tucker Carlson is still alive. You don't think he'd be mad?
But Tucker Carlson isn't a drag queen.
Neither is Special Ed. He's a rapper. Cooper's saying Special Ed's name.
I'm just saying, if Tucker Carlson's mad at you, that's great. Yeah, he sucks. Well, Special Ed is a great MC.
Okay.
In order to be a parody, I guess it would be T-U-C-K-H-E-R, Tucker Carlson, right?
That's good, too.
It'll just be Tucker Carlson with a K.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's parody.
You're
fine. I just want to make sure I'm not being sued by one of my heroes.
You're looking at Lewis, just because Lewis is the only person who has a little together, you looked at him as though he's a lawyer when you said, is this okay?
Yeah.
Well, I think Weird Al would be great at drag.
Weird Al isn't like so many performers already are drag.
Have done drag. Knowing it. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's campy. At
like,
the
what's
very least.
Eddie Murphy is a fucking drag queen.
Yeah,
you know, Eddie Murphy is on the same level as fucking Tyler Perry. Yeah. Tyler Perry is literally the as far as pushing the gay agenda, which like everyone knows Tyler Perry is secretly.
Robin
gay.
Williams but, too.
Yeah. Downfire. But like Tyler Perry like is going into these like more conservative black families with these like very palatable like you know Medeas whatever and he's literally in drag.
Yeah.
It's like the gayest shit possible.
How hyped would you be if you were at a drag show and then Medea just came out? Just Tyler Perry as Medea.
I would lose my mind.
And then right after that, you have Lil Nas X. And who is he dressed up as? Steve Harvey.
Oh.
That's really good.
And that's my idea of breaking the form in drag.
But it is funny thinking of Tyler Perry going to a drag or like being offered by a drag show and being like, hey, would you do Medea the drag? And his answer would be, no, that's like too gay.
Yeah.
He'd which be is like, so funny.
What?
Yeah. What?
Yeah.
Even though Medea would work
his
so
answer
perfectly.
Would be, no, I'm worth $7 billion.
That would also be the answer.
But I think Tyler Perry is one of the sexiest men on earth.
He's very sexy.
And I would love to get pounded by Medea.
Absolutely.
Tyler, just putting it out there. Matt wants to
is
get
he
fucked.
Openly straight, Tyler Perry?
He is not openly gay, if that's answered your question.
No, I'm asking if he's openly straight.
And I'm telling you he's not openly gay.
But that's not answering.
Okay, I think...
Facts, not feelings.
Honestly, I think all of this is going to be answered in the new movie Medea Comes Out of the Closet.
Medea, so. My aunt was in a Medea movie.
Really?
Yeah, my aunt was a police officer and Medea goes to jail.
Shut up. Mm-hmm. Is your aunt an actress or
she was like
was she just like a local?
No. She did background in like quite a few movies.
Is she in Boston?
Yeah, she was in like Mystic River. She was just like a walk by in Mystic River.
Yeah.
But no, damn. Like she was like just a bit player.
Damn, Auntie Donahue be getting fucking roles.
Oh yeah.
She got more credits than the three of us combined.
Yeah. Walked through a Mystic River. I think she had an IMDb and there was like a bunch of different movies that she was just like in. But as like,
I hope she was in The Mummy too.
She might have been, but she got to tackle Medea in the movie. That was part of Whoa. That. That was like that's her big.
Whoa!
She got to Damn. Tackle.
She got
Medea.
So close to my man.
Yeah. To your fantasy.
I wonder if she accosted him.
I wonder.
Oof, those big broad shoulders.
Oh yeah,
he's hot as hell. Have you
really
seen
like
Gone
him.
Girl?
No.
He's in. Have you seen Gone Girl?
I haven't.
Gone Medea.
Oh my God. It's a David Fincher film.
I know it's a huge movie.
It's incredible. Yeah. It's so good, Rosamund Pike, but Tyler Perry's in it and he just plays like a regular dude. And oh, he's a lawyer in it and he's so fucking sexy.
He's fine.
God, I mean, put a wig on, put pantyhose on. I don't care. Just rail me.
Would it take you out of it if he was dressed like Medea?
Tyler Perry? Absolutely not.
Fucking you?
No, bury me in your fucking wig, bitch.
It's kind of a clunky
You're
suit,
talking
though.
To someone who fucked Joe Mangina.
Yeah, but I mean, if Joe Mangina had on like a bunch of prosthetics, like it just gets clunky.
It would be clunky, but you know what's going to be so sweet?
Oh, smooth. Clunky dick. Yeah, you know it's not clunky. Oh yeah.
Yeah, disguise it all you want.
He's probably got a piece on him.
Oh my God!
He's probably got a piece.
Yeah, absolutely.
He's built.
And if he didn't before, he did after he got $1 billion.
Oh yeah, he got that medical penis.
Yeah, fuck yeah! It's got like a nice. It's not just like a straight shot. It's got like some personality.
Dude, the greatest trick God,
like a nice little curve.
The greatest trick God played on the world is not allowing men to like augment the size of their penis medically.
Can they not do that?
You like there's.
I'm
certain,
sure Jeff Bezos has found.
Here's the thing: there's certain medical procedures that are incredibly costly, which is why I believe that like they may be the only ones that are accessible because they're so expensive. But they really, I think they can only kind of fuck with your flaccid penis, or they can make your dick maybe like an inch, like a very minimal amount longer, and it's such a risky procedure.
Really?
Your dick
yeah.
Looks crazy.
Yeah.
You ever seen like an adult circumcision?
They can put you know, like the bicep filler stuff, like how they can they fill your biceps with, it's not silicone, but it's something like that.
Silicon.
It's like filler. They put filler in your they can put filler in your penis and make your flaccid penis bigger, and then it maybe makes it thicker, but it not longer.
But it doesn't last.
Right? No, it doesn't last. Okay. Also, yeah,
guys, it's very standard. Like at like bathhouses where gays are like sitting around smoking meth, they'll pump their penises with silicone. And all these, their dicks will literally be like that fat, like the baseball size fat, and it's just so fucking nasty.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And it's like these 6 year old,
and they can
dudes.
Fuck with it.
I don't know what you do. I'm sure like it's just like pumped up, so it's like right. hard at some point where like even when it's technically flaccid, it's still hard. So I'm sure you could just push it in someone like a toothpaste.
See, that's
tube,
fucked up.
You know?
Because my only deterrent for amphetamines is that it shrinks my penis to as small as it gets.
Yeah, no, crystal dick is a thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, one time I was jerking off until my dick bled. Because I couldn't come because it couldn't get hard. But boy, did it feel good.
You know, I thought at first you said I was jerking off into my dick blood. And I'm like, your dick was bleeding enough that it formed a puddle. And then you jerked off into that puddle. But honestly, it feels much better that you just jerked
off. Do you think Matt's crazy?
Well, yeah, no, it feels a lot better that
you
stopped.
Do you think Matt's an insane person?
No.
Yeah, come on. This is Matt we're talking about.
Man, that is so wild to like be smoking crystal meth in a bathhouse with some other dudes named Roger and then being like, man, our dicks are not hard enough. And be like, I know how to fix this. And then just go buy silicone.
Oh, my God.
And just shove it into your dick.
Oof.
For some reason, that's crazier than doing meth.
It is horrifying.
I mean, I'm sure there's plastic in meth.
And you know what? I shouldn't be like a representative for the community. I'm sure there's some people who do it safely, like there is with everything. But yeah, the picture that I've had in my mind like 12 different times is when you go to those places, the guy has rented a room that has like cheap porn playing on the TV. Mm-hmm. He's like on a bench with his legs spread out and he just has this glass tube over his cock that's like suctioning it to make it huge.
Oh, okay, yeah. Well, yeah. That's a penis pump.
I'll take that.
There's a penis pump and then like, you know, he'll fucking inject it too.
I mean,
and they
I
have
know.
The biggest balls on earth.
I feel like a group of people that are injecting plastic into their dick to make it fat. I don't know. Is that a group that we feel like we need to tiptoe around? To not be mean to?
You're saying, should we yuck some people's yum?
Interesting. Yeah, you're saying, is this a group where we
have
maybe yucking their yum is a good thing?
Are they doing harm to the community and therefore we should yuck their yum?
Well, not even harm, but it was just funny how you were like, you know, maybe people are doing it safely. And I was like, do we need to make that caveat?
Well,
like,
this is
a crazy thing. This is just crazy.
You're saying, are we going too far with the caveat?
Like, it has nothing to do with sexuality or anything. It's like, you're just putting plastic
well,
in your dick.
Well, it has to do with sexuality. Let's
what
not
about
act
women
like
who put plastic in their breasts? I don't see you going on a...
I don't see you going after them.
Yeah.
I would say...
Seems like you just
honking
those big old milkers.
I would talk more... Fuck. I would talk about the plastic breasts if they were in Wee Spa with fucking syringes, smoking meth, and then being like, oh, look at my titty! Like, that's a different vibe.
Different vibe.
Even if the guys went to a doctor and got silicone in it, I'd be like, that's a little odd, but hey, you know, at least... It's a medical professional.
That's
if
what
you're
I was
just
saying.
Like,
maybe there's someone who's doing it responsibly, and I don't know.
I don't think anyone
disclaimer.
At Flex really has like a medical license. You know what I mean?
I would argue that there are probably doctors who spend their free hours at Flex.
100%.
I'll ask my uncle. He's
there's
a doctor.
Probably lawyers, doctors.
There's a doctor I knew who went to a gym that I used to go to, and he was like one of the world renowned. I won't say this isn't actually he was world renowned, but let's say he was world renowned in heel surgery. Like, he's the world's best heel surgery. Like, people fly him to different parts of the country to do heel surgeries. Like, okay. Like multimillionaire.
We're talking pumps, wedges,
high
heels.
This dude had the greatest fucking steroid stack of all time because he was maybe 60, was the strongest person I've ever seen, looked like a fucking 20-year-old's body. Like, cut, perfect, like, everything. And I was like... That's probably not healthy, but he's definitely doing it in the healthiest way possible.
Sure.
That's really scary. Was he hairless?
No, hairy.
Oh, okay. I'm into that.
He had like white hair. He had like kind of Sasquatch.
I'm like, I object. And then I'm like, wait.
Your
Tom
mug
Selleck.
Has a buff old man with a
looked,
lot of hair on
looks
his body.
So similar to that.
Really?
Body looks
but, like,
similar.
Covered in hair.
Bigger. And he had like, you know those power guts where it's like.
Is he alive?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Can like I see pictures of him?
Like
I'll show you after.
Okay.
Like yeah. It goes
is he gay?
No. Straight.
God fucking damn it. Why'd you bring this up?
You're right. Sorry. This is the wrong podcast.
Do not bring up men who are attractive if I don't have the possibility of having sex with them.
Okay. I'm sorry. I'll learn. I'll grow and learn from this. Listen, I misgendered Bob and I brought up the man that you can't fuck. And for both of those things, I'm
and
sorry.
I am livid.
Yeah, for both of those. Do you want to do gay straight pan?
Yeah, I feel like everything we talked about this episode was gay.
Yeah. So let me.
I'm gonna go last.
Yeah.
Cooper,
yeah.
What's something Pan you did this week? Can you talk about your mistress?
My mistress. Oh, just yeah. Last night I was having sex with this lady I've been having sex with, and she was like, "I think we need to stop having sex," and I was like, "Oh, why?" And then we kind of had like a longer conversation because she felt bad about saying it because she thought it would hurt me. But she was like, you know, we've been, you know, having a good time. And I think that if this goes any longer, I'm going to start having serious feelings,
Cooper,
for you.
Tell the people what she told you.
I wasn't going to say it on air.
What you told us that she said to you.
Come on.
I wasn't going to, because it feels rude to say.
Say, hey, look at us. Look at us, Cooper. Look at me and then look at Matt. Look at me and then look at Matt.
Come on.
This is safe.
Why didn't you look at me?
This is safe for you. Tell the people what she said to you.
What'd she say?
I'm going to tell you, and she told me this in a moment of vulnerability.
Invulnerability.
And truthfulness that I do not view as any kind of badge of honor.
Mm-hmm. What'd she say?
She said to me, you know, you're younger, you're only 22, but this is the best sex that I've ever had. And then... All of them. And then she just kind of had this face of like, I know. Like, it's crazy.
Right.
And then she was like, and yeah, I mean, you know, I can't actually like you, so we have to stop. And I was like, this is a good decision.
Because
I was like, I wouldn't like you if you were the kind of person that's like, I'll date a 22, you know what I mean? I was like, I liked you because you're very
you're honest.
Mature.
You're and open.
She's
you're
very
more
honest.
Attracted to her now because she said to you, if I keep seeing you, I will fall in love with you.
I don't know. I feel very neutral about the situation. Okay. It's just one of those things where like it's weird to end, but I was like, well, it's good to end this now because this would easily just become something that neither of us wanted to be.
I cannot believe that you are 22 years old.
He's 22.
The maturity that you have just shown both of us, it is
incredible.
Beautiful. No. I am crying.
Well, it's funny
literally
because
there's video and I am crying.
If you can make like a it's like
tears are pouring.
If people are like video game characters and you can fill like different spot Cooper like intelligence like all the way up. I mean that. Like
oh, that's nice.
Like intelligence all the way up, communication ability all the way up, and then anger control. We're just going to sprinkle that into all the other different categories.
Yeah.
It's really just hard to talk about my sex life because.
Yeah, go ahead, Cooper. Yeah. No, yeah. Let it out. Come on, tell the people.
There's no one to compare.
It's
it
just
to.
Always good.
It's always
you know?
Too good.
And like people talk about how like.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We know.
I can't make people come, and I don't get it.
Right, right.
Like,
you make them come too hard.
It's just so easy.
It's too easy to make them come. It's okay, buddy.
I don't even understand not finding the clit.
He like, just wants to have a normal life of guys who don't make women come.
You make women squirt for the first time. You
every
make
time.
Non-squirters squirt.
I introduced this one girl to anal, and now she has a butt plug.
She
it's like that. Opened up her whole sexual existence.
We knew this would happen.
I didn't do anything wrong.
Women and men, please stop having sex with
Cooper. Stop fucking Cooper. He's going to ruin your life.
They just keep coming. And they won't stop coming.
It's like hentai
24/7. And I only get to come once and my dick's so tired.
Right. Mm-hmm. And it stays hard afterwards.
But they want more.
I'm just tired of being tired.
They want more.
Because it's too hard.
It's too hard.
They want more of the seaman. They want the seaman from the seaman. See what I did there?
That was really good. Matt, do you have something gay?
Do you have
you want me to go? Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
It was me and my girlfriend's 1-year anniversary.
Oh!
Wow, congrats.
Ah! Just kidding.
No, what the fuck?
Good.
It was our 1-year anniversary.
Did you do anything special or monumental?
We got drunk.
I don't know why I'm talking like this.
No. We did. We got drunk. Neither of us drank. We got drunk.
Oh, yeah. Wait, what? Okay, I want to hear about this.
Yeah, I mean, I got it. We just we crushed a bottle of wine and a couple of other drinks. And
what
it
were
was
the
right
other
after
drinks?
Our show.
Red wine, white wine?
Red wine. So it doesn't take much for her to get drunk. So she just had like 2 glasses of wine, and then I had the rest of the bottle.
And the top was coming off.
And I had a couple of beers. Well, she texted me before, and she said, hey, I'm sorry. I just got on my period, and I was like totally fine. And then we showed up, and we started making out because we were drunk. And being drunk... I was like, damn, this does kind of like increase your sex drive. Like, but I couldn't imagine fucking a new person when you're drunk. How does that work? Because I was only comfortable with her because we were already obviously very comfortable with each other. But I was like, fucking a person for the first time when you're drunk seems nuts.
Yeah, I can't imagine doing that over 100 times.
I think probably in your head is like, because you don't get drunk a lot, like maybe one thing you think about when you're drunk is like, oh, I feel a lack of control, like less than
right.
And I feel more confidence. Where like people that get drunk a lot, they just get drunk and they're like, I feel good again. And then like, then they don't think about a lot of things that would make them anxious.
We were just like on the couch and we were making out, and then we ended up in this weird position where she was like in my lap, but flipped the other way. And I was just like feeling her. But I was like, oh, this is so silly.
Yeah.
This is so weird of me to do. And I was like,
right.
Oh, of course. Why would I do this? With like, but then she had texted me before and she was like, I just got my period. And I was like, that's fine. But then we started making out on the couch and she was like, do you want me to blow you while I finger your ass? And I said, God put you on this world for me.
Hell yeah. You know what I mean? Wow. It's a gift from God.
Then did you drink some
Jennifer
red wine?
Jennifer is a gift from God.
Then did you drink some red wine?
Drank some what? No, we
after
drank
that,
red
I
wine
feel
before.
Like you pounded some White Claws.
No, her red wine. Did you drink her red wine?
No, she said she doesn't want that.
Oh, okay.
I had asked. Let me tell you in the camera. I asked a ton wine. Of time, tons of times. She said no. Thank you.
If you ain't never had the Lord's blood in your mouth, then you will not enter the kingdom of heaven.
The kingdom of heaven.
Yeah, that's awesome. Play Elations 62:1. Yeah,
Play Elations.
Gay. Well, you went to the RuPaul's Drag Race finale.
Everything I did this week was so gay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I went to the RuPaul's Drag Race finale. I watched men get flogged.
Yeah. No, you've had too much.
I uncovered this really funny butt plug that I forgot about that has like a pink wig attached to it.
Do you have it here?
I do.
While I talk about the subscribers, could you go get that?
Yeah, it's never been opened.
Yeah, please.
And I hid it because Dan was house sitting for me. I didn't want him to think that that's what I was into.
Please, yeah, please. You were gay.
Please go get it. Please okay. go get it. So, guys, we at the Sissy Boys podcast, we do this podcast for free, right?
For
we don't ask you. We haven't asked you for money.
And it's so hard.
And it's really hard. Cooper just forced himself to cry talking about how often he makes women come. We at the Sissy Boys podcast just have one request. Subscribe to the YouTube, please.
I'll make you come.
If you subscribe to the YouTube, we guarantee that Cooper Lydon will make you come.
Fuck my face.
If you're a woman and you've never come because of a medical condition or just because of religious apprehension, Cooper will spend the hours.
I almost fell out of my chair.
You did fall out of your chair.
It's on video.
I was imagining Cooper
making you come.
Making me come.
Your legs started shaking.
Oh. I fell over.
Show us the butt plug. Oh, I mean, wow. Has this been used?
No, never.
Let me see.
That looks like something you would make more than like buy.
What's really funny is it's such a big
so
wig,
lazy.
But such a small butt plug.
Is that small? How big is your butt plug?
I have the one size above this.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn. Oh, wow. You really get in there. I think this is a good size. I'm excited. Like, I'm just waiting for the opportune moment where, like, my boyfriend comes over and I'm, like, feeling frisky and then I drop my pants.
Oh, yeah.
And there's just a fucking wig.
You're going to walk around with that in your ass?
It's so much
hair. I'm going to have brunch with it in my ass. Fucking, I'm gonna accept an Oscar with
your training, baby. Training day.
Yeah, for sure.
We should get those plugs that vibrate.
But we got these. Oh, those are wild.
Lewis could control our.
We got these. Me and my friend bought them for. It was a friend's birthday, and I brought the pink wig, and my friend bought the blue wig, and we were gonna like be in both of their. We were gonna like wait for him to come home and like have these hang out of our butts, and then we never did it. So,
okay, we're gonna do shout outs now. All right.
Oh, also, we're sponsored by Boy Butter now.
Are we?
No,
that would be so cool.
That would be so cool.
The Supreme Court Justice's name is Ketanji Brown Jackson.
And we all want to say that we love Bob the Drag Queen.
And she subscribed.
And she subscribed.
Oh, thank you so much. Congratulations.
Okay. John Daniel Luna.
John Daniel Luna, he's a comic in L.A. He comes to the store. John, I just want you to know...
You're not getting up. Even though you subscribed and we appreciate it, you're not getting up.
I like you and I think you're funny, but it was weird that time that we did a show together, then your mom walked up and you did not introduce her to us.
Anika Anderson.
You can use my butt plug.
Oh.
Anika Anderson, you can use his butt plug. Just yeah. Annie.
Annie, you can punch me in the face until you feel safe.
Aaron Wiltshire. Aaron,
I will eat Pringles off of your...
Cunt. Mancunt.
If you Brock, want me to. A-Brock-011.
A-Brock, you can ride my face till my nose breaks.
Mark Den Oodson.
I'll let you pump my tires with your nostrils.
Brian in Detroit.
Brian in Detroit, I would put silicone in my penis just so you could hold my penis and say, that's a lot thicker than usual.
And then someone had messaged me a little while ago saying that they subscribed, but we'll just do them next time because I haven't found their
thing.
And
when we say we're going to do them next time, we mean we're going to do them.
Is that what we mean?
No.
No, it means we're just going to give them a shout out on the podcast.
And if you subscribe, I'll send you a picture of me in a compromising position that you can then use to blackmail me.
Oh, I mean, incredibly, incredibly compromised. All right, everyone. Well, thank you for listening. Again, subscribe to the YouTube or Lewis will kill all of us.
Thanks.